travel, not looking good. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Flyers this holiday weekend face widespread delays and cancellations at the airport.
Good news is that holiday travel this weekend is nearing pre-pandemic levels, but it in turn is causing a lot of troubles for the big airlines. And a lot of these folks say, hey, we're here 3, 4, maybe even 5 hours before our flights. A lot of airlines that cancel or delay thousands of flights. And of course, that comes much to the disappointment of customers, many of whom are hoping and praying at this point that they make it to their destinations. There have been more than 1,600 delays in the U.S. and more than 230 U.S. flights canceled, according to FlightAware.
Fox's Charles Watson. And Danish police say a shooting at a Copenhagen shopping center on Sunday left several people dead and injured. The suspected gunman, who is in custody, is a 22-year-old Danish man who was detained near the Fields shopping mall. Police say terrorism cannot be ruled out at this point. The mall is on the outskirts of Copenhagen, just across from a subway line that connects the city center with the international airport. A concert by former One Direction band member Harry Styles was scheduled to be held at 8 p.m. at the nearby Royal Arena. It was unclear whether the concert would still go on. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials claim they are seeing more troop movement in Belarus and are concerned of an invasion.
A lot of people are keeping an eye on Belarusian troops north of the border. Remember, Russia used Belarus as a staging ground for its invasion. Competing messages today from Russia's defense ministry and Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky. Russia claims to have taken full control of Lysychansk, which would mean control of the entire Luhansk region of Donbass. But President Zelensky says that's not true. The city is still being fought for. Local officials say at least 6 civilians were killed after intense Russian shelling in the eastern city of Slovyansk.
Fox's Nate Foy. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new law in Tennessee is now in effect that requires certain convicts to spend significantly more time behind bars. Fox's Eben Brown reports.
Starting this month in Tennessee, people convicted of crimes will need to spend 100% of that sentence as a prisoner. It's called the Truth in Sentencing Act, and it became popular among legislators who realized people convicted of crimes, even violent ones, were serving less than half of their sentences before being let out. Some inmates' rights groups are calling the new law unfair or unjust and say it limits the chances of convicts to live better lives after prison. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Supreme Court's latest climate change ruling could dampen efforts by federal agencies to rein in the tech industry, which went largely unregulated for decades as the government tried to catch up to changes brought by the internet. Thursday's 6-3 decision was narrowly tailored to the Environmental Protection Agency. The court ruled that the EPA doesn't have broad authority to reduce power plant emissions that contribute to global warming. The ruling is widely expected to invite challenges of other rules set by government agencies. Plus, Indiana joins a growing list of states with tighter data privacy laws. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Among many laws that take effect in Indiana this month was an amended data breach notification law. It requires businesses and other entities to notify people without reasonable delay, but not more than 45 days after discovery of a data breach. A delay, they say, is reasonable if it's necessary to restore a computer system, discover the scope of a breach, or because state law enforcement asks for 24-hour delay in order to investigate. The National Law Review says while a few other states have a similar time frame and others have longer or shorter notification windows, this may complicate things for impacted businesses with customers or clients in multiple states. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.